Add now 30. 31. Hey, pretty good. Eat a pretty good. Eat a pretty good. Eat a pretty good. Dip. And a pretty good. Eat a pretty good. And a pretty good. Dip. Oh, $30. Come right. 12 o'clock. About 15 or 20 minutes. Volume. Everybody in here for the auction. We're getting ready for the auction now. We're getting ready for the auction. Peggy's going to tell you a few things about the auction first before we start.
Why don't you give us an example of the chant you're going to use?
Put them on. One ahead of a good, Before I go any further, I would like to say something if I could.
Go
I'd
right
like to,
ahead.
I would like to thank the Smithsonian and the Folk Life Program for inviting me. And each day there will be an hour's auction with each different auctioneer. And I consider it an honor to have been invited here. And we will tell you the procedure we're going to use in a few minutes after Peggy gets through. Go ahead, Peggy.
We're pleased to have you, Ned.
Thank you.
Please come in, take your seat. We're going to start our auction in just a few minutes. Stand in the back, stand on the side, take a look at what we have. We're pleased to have Mr. Ned Morrow from Shepherdstown, West Virginia with us today. This is the American Talkers section of the 1980 Festival of American Folklife. I'd like to tell you a little bit about our schedule today, and then we'll start. Okay.
Fine.
We're going to have our household auction at 12, tobacco auction at 1 o'clock, a household auction at 2:30, and another household auction at 4. At 4 o'clock, we're going to auction off a quilt that the ladies have made from the Georgia section of the festival. We hope that you'll come back, visit our section, and also give some time to the street vendors and criers, the pitchmen in back of you, and remember that we have films at 1 and 3 o'clock on different aspects of auctioneering and pitching today. So once again, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Morrow, Ned, who's going to help us with the sale, as well as his daughter, Beverly, who will be his clerk. He's going to tell you a little bit about how our auction's going to work today, and then we'll begin.
Okay, now if I seem a little fast, I'll slow down so that you can buy. We want you to buy. We want you to get in the mood to buy, to purchase something at an auction. Now, the procedure we're going to use is my daughter will come around, Beverly will come around and write the item and your name and the price. And then another member of the Folk Life Program, a volunteer here, will be following her, and you will pay her. She has change in a change box. You will pay her, and Beverly will still be behind her and mark your item paid. You can take your item with you. You see that most of the items you have, you can carry them with you. So we would appreciate, don't be afraid to buy. Now, one thing the auctioneers, that we'll all be doing this, we will not let you bid against yourself. So you can use any form of bidding. Just get in the act. Hold your hand up or do anything at all. If you've been to auctions, you can wink if you want to, especially if you're a pretty girl. To make a difference, you can wink. You might wink back. So just get right in here and help yourself. If you see a particular item you want, why, we will offer that if you want us to sell you a particular item. I would want to mention this. All these items are donated by the Goodwill people. And the proceeds from this go back to the Goodwill people. They go to the Goodwill people. I might also mention that over on your left, the Finnish American people are constructing spruce sauna. That'll be auctioned off from 4 to 5 on Monday. And I've also, there will be one other item that will never be sold again. Is a pair of birch shoes made by one of the Finnish American people. It'll be an only item. He will never sell any more. He has told me he will never sell any more. Okay, what is our first item? Oh, what do we got here? What do we get for it? Somebody give $10. Anybody get 10? Who's at 10? 5. 5, 5, 5, 5, 3, 1, 2. $1, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 1, who give 2, 1, who give 2, 1, hey, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, who's at $1, quarter, 1, quarter, 1, quarter, 1, quarter, 1, quarter, just hold your hand if you want me to go half a dollar, who's at a half a dollar on it? What do give a half a dollar? Anybody give half a dollar? 75, 75, 75, I got a half, 75, 75, half, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, $2.75. Sold out here for $2.50. And your name, she'll get your name, and he's come right around and collect your money. Thank you. Appreciate all of you coming in. Don't be afraid to bid. We won't let you bid against yourself. We will not let you bid the second time. Don't be afraid to bid. You can bid, too. Just bid anything you want to.
We're going to take a break like this after each item. We're going to have the people pay for their items right after each one, and then we'll continue on, okay?
Fine. Look at this nice item here, a piece of marble, some sort of piece of marble. What are we giving a piece of marble here? Everybody get $10. Who said 10? She'll bring it back and let you look at $10 on. Who said 10? Five. Five, who's at five? Three, $1. Anybody with a dollar? Anybody one dollar? Who's a dollar? Anybody one? Anybody one? $0.50. Who's at $0.50? We got $0.50. $0.75. $0.75. Got a half. Who gives $0.75? $0.75. $0.50. Who gives $0.75? $0.60. $0.60. I got a half. $0.60. $0.60. $0.75. $0.75. $0.75. 60 cents. $0.75. $0.75. $0.75. 60. $0.75. 60 cents. $0.75. Make a nice little paperweight. An ashtray. Just sit it on or use the paper tray if you want to start a fire. Just use it for an ashtray and a paperweight both. 60 number 75. Number 75. 60 number 75. 60 cents number 75. Number 75 cents. I got 60 number 75. 85. 85. 75. 85. 85. 85. 85. Young fella. 75. Little fella. Look at me. Look at me, little fella. You want to give 85? You want to give 85? I'll buy it for you. You want to give 85? You want to give 85? I'll pay for it if you want. You want to give 85? 75, $0.75. That is your bid, sir. Anybody 175? Sold right back there for $1.50. Thank you, sir. Your name and the lady will be right behind her with the item. I would like to say this also, that this is the first time they've ever had auctioneers in the Folk Life program, and we're all really delighted to be here. You'll meet each one of them after me today. Each one of them will be here for an hour and sell for an hour each day and be on the stage just like this for an hour each day.
What kinds of auctions do you often do at home in West Virginia?
Well, I sell livestock at auction, which is probably the chant I'm probably using now. I'm more used to that. I sell livestock. I sell estate sales, such as antiques. I sell real estate at auctions, which are trustee sales in front of the courthouse. And I sell a lot of bank stock at sales, and we sell it in five-share blocks. I once sold a buffalo. I once also sold a cemetery full of dead people, which is an unusual item. I did sell a whole cemetery one time. I think it bought $100. But I think it was done to straighten out some sort of an estate so that it could go back to the people, to the original people that originally owned the land.
Okay, next item.
Oh, look at here. That's all right. Pick up something that you want. Somebody get $200. Somebody wanted this. $200. Want to give me $10? Who said $10? Five. $5. Who said five? All this money is going to a good cause. It's going back to the goodwill. Goes back to the good. $5. Who said five? Three. $1. And everybody won one, now two. $1. $1. $2. $3. $3.5. Like for you to have it right now. But get $3.25. You ever get $3.25? I got $3, lady, and it's not your bid. Three and a quarter? Now I want you to have it. Three and a half. You want to get three and a half? Three and a quarter, three and a half. You want to get three and a half? You want to get three? Now I'd like for you to have it again. $3.75. Now $4. You want to give me four? $3.75. You want to get four? Anybody get four? $3.75. Anybody get four? Anybody get four? You want to get $3.85, lady? You want to get $3.85? $3.75. $3.85. $3.75. Give $85. Give $85. Give $85. Give $85. Give $85. $3.75. You want to give $85? Anybody give $85? Give $85. $3.85. You want to give $85? $3.75. Give $85. Anybody give $85? Give $85. Give $85. Give $85. Give $85. Give $85. Give $85. Anybody give $85? Anybody give $3.85? $3.85. Anybody give $3.85? Anybody give $3.85? $3.85. Anybody give $3.85? Hold it right over here for $3.75. Thank you, lady. Lady in the red jacket right there. Thank you, lady. You know, I might say also that we do have fun. We have a lot of fun at auctions. There's nothing more boring. You'll find out from the other auctioneers that follow me. There's nothing more boring than a somber auctioneer. We do have to have some fun. We have to have fun as we're going along. You'd be bored to death if you didn't. We have to have some fun. So just get in the act. Just buy. Take this with you. Take this home with you. It's the first auction we've ever had. You take this home and say, well, it's first item I ever purchased at the Folk Life auction. It's the Folk Life auction. It's the first time that auctioneers have ever been here. Okay, what do you have now? Here's a barometer. Here's a barometer. All right, someone asked for this to be put up. It's a barometer. $500. Well, that's what we'd like to have. $500. $10 on the barometer. Who said $10? $10. Who said $10? $5. Who said $5? Come on, take the barometer. $5. Who said $5? $5. You want to get $5 there, Mr. Minnesota? Who said $5? Who said $5? Who said $5? Who said $5? $5. $3. $1. $1. Dollar now $2. $1. We're going to get $2. $1. We're going to get $2. $1. We're going to get $2. $2. Now $3. You want to get $3? Who said $3? You want to get $3? You want to get $3, lady? You want to give me $3? How about $2.50? You ever get $2.50? $2. You ever get $2.50? You ever get $2.25? You ever get $2.25? $2.25. $2.50. You ever get $2.50? $2.50. $2.75. You ever get $2.75? $2.50. You ever get $2.75? Not $3. You ever give me $3? $2.73. $3.25. You ever get $3.25? You ever get $3.50? $3.25. Come on, lady, it's only money. $3.25. Give $3.50. You ever get $3.50? $3.25. Get $3.50. $3.75. $3.75. $4. You want to give $4? $3.70. Use the same quarter, lady. You haven't spent it yet. $3.75. Get $4. You want to give me $4? You want to get $4? $3.75, we're going to get $4. How about $3.85? You want to get $3.85? $4. $4.10. You want to get $4.10? I've slowed down to walk. $4.25. $4.35. $4.35. You've changed your mind two times. Change it again. $4.25. $4.35. $4.25. $4.35. $4.35. $4.35. $4.35. $4.35. $4.35. You want to get $4.35? $4.35. $4.35. $4.35. $4.35. $4.35. $4.35. You want to get $4.35? I really would like for you to have it. $4.35. So right back there for $4.25. And thank you, sir. The gentleman right back there. Thank you, sir. Peggy said I should announce again about the Goodwill. We can't stress this too much. All these items are donated by the Goodwill people, and the proceeds that we're getting here, the cash we're getting here, goes back to the Goodwill people. It goes back to the Goodwill people. So they are kind enough to donate it to us so we'd have something to sell. And we're not going to be in a big hurry. So get in here and help yourself and take an item home. Just take an item home with you. This is a first. This is, someone wants a doll. Look at the pretty doll. Take a doll home for your child. What do we give on the doll? Somebody get $25 on it. $25. Who said $20? $15. $10. Who said $10? $5. You ever get $5 on? Who said $5? Who said $5? $1. $1. Who said $1? Anybody get $1? Anybody get $1? Don't be afraid to bid. Give me a dollar. Dollar on a dollar. Give me a dollar. Anybody get $1? $1.50. $2.50. $2.50. $3. He's an auctioneer. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2.50. $2 Two fellow auctioneers back there. They didn't bring their wives with them, so they got to buy a doll or something to take home. Either that or take the bed with them. 3.25. You want to give a half? That is your bid, sir. 3.25. You want to give a half? Anybody else give a half? Anybody got 3.5? Anybody got 3.5? 3.25. You want to give a half? Anybody give a half? Anybody give a half? Anybody got 3.5? Anybody got 3.5? Anybody got 3.5? 3.5? Anybody got 3.5? Oh, back there for 3.25. The gentleman back there for 3.25. Gentleman in the red tie there. Thank you, sir. I might like to say, maybe you might be interested in knowing how I started to auctioneer. I really think any one of you all could be an auctioneer. I mean, I'm a farm boy. I was raised on a farm. And I started by selling my own cows as I was milking in the evening. And I sold my cows so many times that they curtsied when I got through.
Who did you sell them to?
I just had imitation buyers. But then I had my two daughters that we'd ride down the road when we'd go on a trip. They would be my audience. I'd always practice auctioneering as I was driving along. They would be bidding in the back seat. So that's how it's got a little boring for them. But I honestly think that any one of you all out here could be an auctioneer. It just takes practice. If you just practice all the time, I think you could really do it and you could do just as good. There are auctioneers here that are as good or better than I am. Probably some of you standing right out here. But it just takes practice. If you just practice and be honest with the people, you do have to be honest with the people. You've got to treat them right. They're customers. You're all customers. And you have to be treated fair. If they find you're doing something shady, you might get away with it for a little while, but you won't get away with it long. And another thing I found in the auction business is other people come up to me and go to my home and say, well, where's all your antiques? I do not have an antique piece in my home. I do not think that it's right for an auctioneer to buy at a sale. Therefore, I do not buy at a sale. But antiques don't appeal to me that much. Only to sell them. I like to sell them and collect the commission. That's about as much as I really like. I do like that part, but they do not appeal to me, but I don't have an antique in my home, and it's very poor practice for an auctioneer to buy at his own sale. That will ruin an auctioneer real quick. Go ahead.
Excuse me, you talked once about favoritism and about how you deal with that if somebody asks you for a favor at an auction.
Thank you, Peggy. I do not show favoritism. Even if one of these girls want to buy something here today, they will pay just more than you will pay. That's all there is to it. That's as bad as the boy said he wouldn't even sell anything cheap to his mother-in-law or his mother, which is really true. You cannot show favoritism. I've had sales where there's large family connections and their children. The only way the estate can be settled is to put all the stuff out and sell it, which seems sad, but there might be 6 children. They might all want the same thing. The fairest thing to do is to put it out and sell it. And I will say an auctioneer's dream is to have about 12 children in a family and all of them want the same thing. That's really a good thing. That's good. But that is a way to dispose of it. But you cannot show favorites. You cannot have a favorite. You don't have any favorites. You're all my friends, and I love y'all when I come down off this stage. But when I'm up here, you're going to pay every penny I can get. You're going to pay every penny I can get.
Thank you. After we finish the next item, I'd like to ask you a little bit about your chant and how you learned it, okay?
Okay.
But let's see what you've got here.
Okay, what am I going to give on this item right here? Somebody give $10. Somebody want this? Who said 10? 5. Cups and spoons. You might not like the silverware here. $5. Who said 5? 3. Somebody give $1. $1. Half a dollar. Who said $0.50? 75. I got $0.50. Who gives 75? $0.75. The bid's right here. Who gives 75 cents? $0.75. I got $0.50. $0.75. Who gives 75 cents? $0.75. Who gives 75? $0.75. 60. I got $0.50. Who gives 60 cents? $0.60 on it. $0.60. $0.60. How about you, Linda? You're going to get 60. I have it all. Who gives 60 cents? You're going to get 60. And I'm going to get 60. Toll right there for $0.50, 50 cents. That lady right there by the post. You bought it, honey. Right there. That little lady right there. Thank you, lady.
Thank you. Okay. How did you learn your particular chant?
Well, I just took a tape recorder and played it. And
Had you heard somebody else when you were
growing
up?
Well, I had heard somebody. I had other auctioneers in mind, and then I would try. And each time I would try, I just tried to keep speeding up. And really, I think that the quickness of thinking, if you can think real quick, because when you're selling livestock at a livestock auction, they're professional buyers. They're smarter than the auctioneer. And they will jump bids on you, and you have to. They might jump a bid from $1 to $20 or $5. You must be just in a split second be ready to call the next bid above that bid. But it's real. You would get on to it. I don't know. Are there any ladies in here that are auctioneers? I believe it's a place for ladies, too, for ladies to be auctioneers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a place for ladies to be auctioneers also.
How did you practice your bid then? You said something about a tape recorder?
Yeah, I practiced it with a tape recorder and then played it back to myself to see if I was making mistakes, to see how it sounded, see if it sounded good. It just boils back to the thing of practice. It takes a lot of practice. If you just practice... And I sell each week. I sell from 3 to 5 sales each week. And I don't know what would happen if I... I'm glad I'm going to sell here in Aries Day. I don't know whether you would get out of practice or not. I've never, in 23 years or 24 years, I haven't been out of practice because I've had as many sales as a sale every day. But I never have a... I want to knock on wood. I've never had a voice problem. Of course, I don't smoke, don't drink. I've never had a voice problem.
How is that possible? How can you talk so much and talk so fast and not have a voice problem?
Well, I do use lemon drops. I use lemon drops all the time. Something with lemon in it, but I don't think you should ever drink anything cold while you're selling. That'll contract your vocal cords. But I have even sipped that. But I guess I've been lucky. I really never had voice problems. And the auction business has been good to me, too. I've met a lot of real nice people, a lot of them from right down in this area. I advertise my sales on our weekly paper on weekends. I'm only live 70 miles from here in West Virginia, and a lot of Washington people come up to our sales. There's some sitting right here that come to a sale on the second row that come to a sale every Saturday night that I have. And a gentleman came up here a while ago and told me he'd been to a lot of my sales, and I'm glad to see all of you. But I just always advertise them in that week Saturday's paper because I know they're coming up to my sale that week, and they'll bring that paper back and have the sales for the next 2 weeks. They have them for the next 2 weeks. They're always advertised 3 weeks in advance.
Okay. Ned, one last question. You've been going at a pretty fast clip on your chant. Do you like to do that? And is it possible for you to slow it down for us just for a few seconds
so we can get a chance to hear it? It's just something that you get used to, and my concentration sort of falls off when I slow up anymore. I've just gotten so used to going fast that my concentration sort of gets off beat if I go slow. But let's try an item slow. Oh, I don't know whether I want to try this one slow or not.
Yeah.
Let's try a cup or something. Let's try a cup. That's all right.
Thank you.
Somebody give $1. Somebody give me $1. Anybody give $1. Somebody give 50 cents. Anybody give 50 cents on the mug? 50. Anybody give 75? Anybody give 75 cents? Anybody get 75? 50 cents. Who gives 75? Anybody get 75? Anybody get 75? 50 cents. Who gives 75? Anybody get 75 anywhere? Anybody get 75? I see I'm off balance. Anybody get 75? 50 cents. Who gives? I'm saying 75. 50, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75. Does anybody here doesn't think I'm saying 75? Anybody get 75, 75, 75, 75? You could do that. 50, 75, 50, 75, 75, 50. I said I'd go slow. Anybody get 75? Anybody get 60 cents? Anybody get 60? You like that. Anybody give me 60 cents? Anybody get 60? Anybody get 60 and a whip? 50 cents. Anybody get 60? Anybody get 60? Anybody get 60? Anybody get 75? You ever get 75? You're out now. Anybody get 75, sir? You ever give me 75? 60 cents. Now 80. You ever give 80? 75, I'm give 80. You ever give 80? I'm give 90. You ever give 90, sir? Everybody can do it. 62, you ever give me 90? 89, you give $1. You give $1. Then I'm give $1.10. You ever give $1.10? Why would I go 1, 10, 1, 10, 1, 10, 1, 10, 1, 10, I said I'd go slow. $1.10. You ever get $1.10? What's $1.10 in your good looking life? $1.10. You ever get $1.10, sir? You ever get $1.10? $1.10. You ever get $1.10? $1.25. $1.25. $1.10. $1.25. I'm going slow, Linda. $1.10. $1.25. $1.25. $1.10. Everybody go 1/4. $1.35. You ever go 1/35? $1.25. Give 1/35. You ever go 1/35? $1.25. 1/35. 1/35. 1/30. 1/35. I'll go slow. $1.35. $1.35. $1.25. $1.35. You ever get $1.35? $1.35. $1.35. 1/4. 1/35. 1/35. 1/35. 1/35. 1/35. 1/35. 1/35. 1/35. You ever give $1.35? $1.35. You look like you're real interested in that thing. You want to get $1.35? $1.35. You want to get $1.35? $1.35. You want to get $1.35? Sold for $1.25 to Linda St. Thomas. Thank you, Linda. Give her a hand. You're Linda St. Thomas. She is doing a. May I announce that? Can I announce that you're doing a story on that? Or you rather I wouldn't? Linda's
sure,
doing.
Go ahead.
Linda's doing a story on the. She's with the. Part of the. She's with the Folklife Program. She's doing a story on the auctioneers, on auctioneers and auctioneering, and it'll be in the. It's going to be released to the press. It's going to be released to the press. She's doing a story on it, which is real great. Which is real great. She's a real fine person.
Of course, she's having a lot of trouble getting information from the auctioneers because they don't like to talk enough, huh?
What'd you say?
She's having problems getting information from the auctioneers because they don't like to talk too much.
Well, I don't know. Is there any other auctioneers other than my two colleagues back here? Is there any other auctioneers in the crowd? No other auctioneers? Anybody like to be one? We'll put you up here and try it.
You know, we're going to have a lesson in auctioneering this afternoon, and Mr. Buford Evans is going to be our teacher.
That this gentleman sitting right back here,
who
he has an auction school. He has
one.
An auction school. He's going to be selling the tobacco also, and the gentleman next to him, Guts, gentleman next to him is going to be selling the quilt this afternoon. The quilt being sold here at 4 o'clock. Is that right, Linda? The quilt, the handmade quilt being sold here that later this evening at 4 o'clock, and Guts. Well, Guts is a fine old fella, shouldn't he? He's a dairyman. He'll tell you about himself when he gets up here. So would Buford. I can tell you a few things about him. I've only known him 2 days. If they don't tell what's right, I'll come back up here and tell.
Okay.
I'll come back up here and tell on him.
Let's see what we've got, huh?
Oh, look at here at this kit. Look at here now. Pay attention here. Look at here. If things don't get better, some of us are going to have to go back to this. How much you want to give? Somebody get $25. $25. Who said $20? $15. $10. Who said $10? $10. Who said $10? Nobody give me $5. Who said $5? $5. Anybody give $5? Not $10. Thank you, sir. $5. Who give $10? $5. Who give $6? I got $5. Who give $6? Anybody give $6? $5. Anybody give $6? $6.7. You're going to give me $7. You're going to give me $7 beer. You're going to give me $7. No, look at here. I believe it could be oak. Shoe shine kit. I tell you, if things don't get better, boys, somebody's going to be shining shoes. $6, you want to give me $7. You want to get $7 here. You want to get $7. You're out, sir. You want to give me $7? $6, you want to get $7. $6.5. You want to get $6.5, not $7. You want to give me $7. $6.5, who gives $7? You want to get $7, not $7.5. You want to get $7.5? $7.5. $7, $7.5 on a shoe shine kit. You want to get $7.5? Now $8. You want to give me $8? You want to give me $8? $7.5. You want to give $8, lady? You want to give $8.5? You want to give $8.5? $8. You want to give $8.5? You want to give $8.5? $8.5. Now $9. You want to give me $9? $8.5. You want to give $9? You bidding, sir? Are you bidding, sir? You pointing to me? Were you bidding? Oh, you were. What is this? Oh, home week. $8.5. $8.5. Lady, you want to give $9? $8.5, you want to give $9. You want to get $9.5. You want to get $9.5, sir. Now $10. You want to give me $10. $9.5, you want to give $10. Come on, I'd like to go to $1,000 that way, really. $9.5, you want to give $10. You want to give me $10. Well, how about $9.75? That doesn't sound like much. $9.75. Want to get $9.75? You want to get $9.75? Now $10. You want to give me $10. You want to get $10.25? $10, you want to get $10.25? $10, you want to get $10.25? You want to get $10.25? You want to get $10.25? $10.25. It's only $10.25. You want to get $10.25? You want to get $10.25? $10.5. You want to get $10. New blood. $10.25. $10.5. Got new blood now. $10.25. You want to get $10.5. You're not bidding against the lady now. $10.25. You want to get $10.5. Come on, one more time. You owned it for a little while. You want to get $10.5. $10.25. You want to get $10.5. You want to get $10.5? You want to get $10.5, sir? Give me $10.5. One more quarter. $10.5. You want to get $10.5? $10.25. You want to get $10.5? You want to give a half? $10.25. Anybody else give $10.5? And come on, that's worth more than that, really. That is worth more money, really. Give $10.5. $10.75. $10.75, $11. You want to give me 11? You want to give 11? You're 11.25. 11.25. $11 for 11.25. You want to get 11.25? 11.25. You want to get 11.25? You want to get 11.25? $11. Give 11.25. 11.25. You want to get 11.25? Anybody get 11.25? 11.25. You want to get 11.25? You want to get 11.25? You want to get 11.5, sir? You want to get 11.5? 11.75, and whip. Told it right there for $11.50 to the gentleman right there. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Give him a hand. Give him a hand. That's the highest item we've sold. Give him a hand. Give them time to. Ordinarily, how many of you here have never been to an auction? No, there's not too many. Not too many. Not too many have never been to an auction.
Will you take?
But get in here. We're doing it. We're really doing it slow here now, because ordinarily we would have sold everything you have here. We would have sold everything, but we're doing it slow because they don't have too many items. The other auctioneers will confirm this, that we don't have too many items, and we're just taking our time today so that we won't run out of items and so that all of you get a chance to bid, so that all of you get a chance to take one of these items along with you.
We have a question for you. A gentleman would like to know, do you ever auction sitting down? Have you ever seen anybody that did? Why not?
Yes, I auction sitting down, but I'm more comfortable standing up till I get too old. And till I get too old, and then I'll probably sit. But I do sometimes when I sell livestock, I sit down, although the chair is there. But I sit down. Now, one auction I do sell that to have a nice big barber chair for you to sit in. I usually sit in it sometimes if the sale's too long. But I really prefer to stand up. I really prefer to stand up and sell. All our sales, our household sales, which are held outside, we stand up. We just walk down and sell the items as we go along, which are standing. And you're more comfortable standing. You're more comfortable moving around, I think.
We have a lot of youngsters today in the crowd. Do you accept bids from young people? How young? What
sure.
Do you do?
We don't care as long as they pay their bill. No, we don't care. No. Well, if you got a quarter and you want to spend a quarter, we'll sell you something for a quarter if no one else bids. Don't feel bad about that. Yeah. If you want to start something for a quarter, well, you buy it for a quarter. And if I don't get another bid, I'll sell it to you. Yeah, most of the time the children know what they're doing. Most of the time their parents bring them to sale and teach them. They just teach them how to bid, teach them to buy. Uh-oh, look at this item here. How much you want to give here? Someone wanted this, I'm sure. $20. Who said 20? $15, who said 10? $10, who said 10? Five, let's go, who said five? Five, $1, who said $1? $1, now two. Two, now three, give me three. Who said three, now four. Four, now five now six. $6, $7, now eight now nine. $9, now 10, now 11. $11, $11. $10, $10, you're going to give 11. $10, you're going to give 10 and a half. You're going to get 10 and a half. Now 11. You're going to give 11. 10 and a half. You're going to get 11 and a half. You're going to get 11 and a half. 11 and a half. 11 and a half. Now 12. You're going to give me 12. 11 and a half. You're going to get 12. 11 and a half. 12. 12 and a half. You're going to get 12 and a half. 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 You're going to get 12 and a half and 13. You're going to get $13. You're going to get 13 and a half. You're going to get 13 and a half. 13. You're going to get 13 and a half. 13. You're going to get 13 and a half, lady. You're going to get 13 and a half. 13. You're going to get a half, lady. You're going to get a half, lady. You're going to get 13 and a half. 13. You're going to get 13 and a half. And we're going to get 13 and a half. $13. You're going to get a half. And we're going to get a half, lady. We're going to get 13 and a half. 13. You're going to get 13 and a half. You're going to get 13 and a half, lady. 13 and a half. You're going to get 13. Oh, come on. 13 and a half. $13. You're going to get a half. And we're going to get 13 and 13 and a half. And we're going to get 13 and a half. And we're going to get a half. And we're going to get 13 and a half. You're going to get a half. And we're going to get 13 and a half. And we're going to get 13 and a half. You're going to get 13 and a half. 13.75. You're going to get 13.75 then. 13.75. And we're 13.75. And we're going to get 13 sold over there for 13 and a half. And thank you, lady, right there for $13 and a half. Thank you, lady. There is a lady that comes to my sales every week. She comes about 80 miles from here. Comes to sales I have every week. She comes every week.
Why do you think people enjoy coming to sales so much that they come every week?
I think it gets in their blood, really. I think it sort of gets in their blood, just like that lady nodding that comes. She said it gets in your blood. That it's just like going to any kind of a party or a horse race or anything like that. It gets into your blood. You just like to buy, and you enjoy auctions. They just enjoy auctions. And there's always a bargain. There's always a bargain at every auction. I don't care. I've never seen an auction that there wasn't a bargain. There's a bargain to be had at every auction. There is a bargain. There is a bargain at every auction.
Why do you like to go to auctions so much?
Because that one article I've been looking for is going to come up one of these nights.
There's the lady says the one article she's been looking for is going to come up one. I hope I'm there. I hope I'm there. What do you want to ask there, son? Where am I from? I'm from Shepherdstown, West Virginia, about 70 miles from here.
What other questions do people have? This is Mr. Ned Morrow from West Virginia helping us with our auction today. Who has a question? Anything else you'd like to ask? Oh, they're hungry.
Don't make it too hard. Don't make it too hard.
Okay, why don't you announce about Goodwill one more
time? All the items here, we want to stress again, are being offered, donated by the Goodwill people, and the money, the proceeds go back to the Goodwill people. Now, I might announce that each day here, there are other four or five other auctioneers here. They'll be taking their turn up here. The tobacco auction over here will be at 1 o'clock. And now that'll be very interesting. That'll be very interesting for everyone also. On Monday, I want to announce again that the sauna over here that the Finnish American people are constructing, you see the heavy timber over there, that'll be sold Monday at 1 o'clock, which I will sell Monday at 1 o'clock, at the 4 o'clock, Monday at 4 o'clock, between 4 and 5. And it's only 8 by 8, and I understand if you know somebody back home would like it, that you're going to be fit on a pickup truck. It can fit on a pickup truck. You can haul it away here on a pickup truck. It's 8 by 8, and if you stop over there and look at that also. Okay?
Mr. Morrow, at 4 o'clock, we're going to be selling that quilt?
4 o'clock, here's the quilt that's going to be sold. For a handmade quilt made in Georgia. Made in Georgia. Made in Georgia. Handmade quilt made in Georgia is going to be sold at 4 o'clock. Aren't you on in there, Mr. This gentleman right back here is on. Gus is on then at 4 o'clock. Gus is going to sell it at 4 o'clock. And Buford's going to conduct the tobacco auction back here at 1 o'clock in about 15 or 20 minutes. Isn't that a pretty thing? Look at that thing. Isn't that a beautiful thing? That's going to be offered at 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, that'll be offered. That should bring a price. That should bring a pretty price. That's a nice item. A nice item.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, how much on this thing? This looks like it might have been made by some 4-H children. Looks like it might have been made by 4-H children. What did we get for it? Somebody give $10 on it. $10. Who's that? $10. $5. Who's that? $5. $1. Everybody one and go. Everybody one. Who's that? $1.50. $1.50. $1.50. $1. $1. Who give a half? $1. Who said $1.25? $1. $1. Who give $1.25? $1. $1 a bid. Who give $1.25? $1. $1. You want to see it, sir? You want to give $1.25 for it? You want to give $1.25 for this little bowl right here? $1.50. $1.50, lady. You want to give $1.50? $1.75. $1.75, sir. Not $2. You want to give me $2, lady? We're gonna get $2.25, sir. We're gonna get $2.25. $2.25. $2.25. $2.25. Help the Goodwill people. $2.25. You ever get $2.25? $2.25. $2.25. You ever get $2.50, lady? You ever get $2.75? You ever get $2.75? $2.75. $2.50. Down $3. You ever give me $3? You ever get $3, lady? You ever give me $3? $2.75. We're gonna get $3, sir. You ever get $3? You're out, sir. We're gonna give me $3. $2.75. You ever get $3? $2.75. You want to get $3? You ever get $3? And we're gonna get $3. You ever get $3, lady? You ever get $3? $2.75. You ever get $3? Let her look at it. She wants to look at it. $2.75. Who give $3? Anybody else give $3? You ever get $3, lady? You ever get $3, lady? We're gonna be $3 even. You ever get me $3? $2.75. Who give $3? You ever get $3, lady? $3.25. You ever get $3.50? You ever get $3.50? $3.25. We're gonna get $3.50. Lady. You ever get $3.50? $3.25. You ever give a half? And we're gonna have $3.50. $3.50, lady. You ever get $3.50? $3.25. You ever give a half, lady? You ever get $3.50? And we're gonna $3.50. You ever give a half, lady? And we're $3.50. And we're $3.50. $3.50. And we're $3.50. Throw it back there for $3.25. Thank you. That gentleman right there by the post. Thank you, sir. There's another one of our customers. How are you, sir? There's a gentleman I sold a farm to up in West Virginia. He came up in West Virginia and bought a farm for me at auction. That gentleman standing right there with the plaid coat on in the third row. I sold him a farm at auction during the Apple Blossom Festival. That gentleman sitting right there. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
I don't Mm, it's empty. It's empty.
That's a ladies' medicinal flask.
Ladies' what?
Ladies' medicinal flask.
There. It's empty.
Y'all all set? Y'all all set?
Okay, how much on this item? Somebody get $10. Who said 10? Five. $5, three, two. Who said one? Everybody give me a dollar. Anybody got one, half a dollar, half, got somebody got 75, anybody got $75, one quarter, yes, sir, that's your bid. One seven five, we'll give two. One seven five, we'll give two.
Let's see. What happens if someone sort of scratches their nose at your auction and they didn't mean to give a bid? How do you handle those little slips of the finger?
Well, sometimes they mean to bid when they do that. We've had people put their hands in their pocket and say they're bidding when their hands are in their pocket. We had them fold their arms and say they're bidding when they're folded their arms. I nearly had a man undress himself in front of the courthouse one day. One had his arm folded, another had his hands in his pocket. When I started out real fast, when I lost such jumping around you never saw in your life. They just carried on. I also had an experience in front of the courthouse one time. I was selling a piece of property. It was quite a big question about it. I was selling for an attorney, and when I got through and stepped down off the courthouse steps, some guy standing there, I never knew who he was. There were a lot of strange people. He took my picture. I said, "What are you taking my picture for?" He said, "I want to see what you look like in court." So I said, "Well, if I come to court, I'll be right behind this gentleman here," which was the attorney. That's who I was working for. The attorney was the man I was working for. And when we do sell real estate in front of the courthouse, the attorney runs the show, and the auctioneer is just the agent. I'm sure a lot of you know about that. On a foreclosure sale, which is a trustee sale, the attorney runs the show, and the auctioneer cannot sell a piece of property until he is authorized to do so by the attorney, who is the trustee on the property. In other words, we have to consult him, even though they want $50,000 for the property and we have $100,000. We still have to consult the trustee before we can knock the property down to that particular person.
So that's interesting. Do all different kinds of auctions, huh?
I do all kinds of auctions. I sell livestock. I sell estate sales. I sell real estate in front of the courthouse. I sell bank stock at auction. I'll sell anything. If anybody wants me, I'll just sell anything. I'll sell anything at all. I've never had a sale too big or too small. I'll take the small ones just for the big ones. Doesn't make any difference. A lot of people say, "Well, do I have a sale big enough for you?" Well, you never get that big. If you keep your place, you don't get that big. That's all there is to it. You just don't get too big to have a little sale.
Yeah.
I mean, you just should treat the little people as well as you do the bigger people. Just treat all of them the same.
We're glad to have you here at our first auction on the mall. Let's see what we've got, huh?
Okay, here's another item. What are we going on this item? Somebody give $10. Anybody get 10, 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 5. Who said $5? $1. Anybody get 1? 1, now 2. $1, anybody get 10, anybody get 10, anybody get 10, anybody get 2, now 3. Anybody get 3, 3, now 4. Anybody get 4? 3 and a half. Anybody get 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 3 and a half. $3, who give a half? 3, anybody get 3 and a half. 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 $3, who give a quarter? Anybody get 3 and a quarter. 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 $3, who give a quarter? Anybody get 3 and a quarter. Anybody get 3 and a quarter. $3, anybody else give a quarter. Anybody get 3 and a quarter. Anybody get 3 and a quarter. Anybody get 3 and a quarter. $3 on this piece. Anybody get 3 and a quarter. 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 3 and a quarter. And whap. 3 and a half. 375. Oh, come on. Do I know you? You're my relative. There's one of my relatives. 375. 350. 375. 375, Elizabeth. 375. 375. $4. You want to give me four? Four and a quarter. Five and a quarter. She gave me $5. Five and a quarter. 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 Come on, I want you to have it. Five and a quarter.
You want to go 5 1/4? You want to go 5 1/4? 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4, 5 1/4,
Here I am. As I said before, we're taking our time. We're just taking our time. Ordinarily, we would have been through everything, but we want everybody to get in the act. We'd like for everybody to get in the act. We hope you enjoy buying as much as we do selling it. We enjoy selling it. We hope you enjoy buying it as much as we do selling it. Are we going to sell another item? Anything else you want to say? I want to mention again, I can't stress this too much, that all these items are donated by the Goodwill people, and the proceeds you're paying the girl goes back to the Goodwill people. Goes back to the Goodwill people. And also I want to tell you that over on the Finnish American group across the street here, they're constructing a spruce sauna that'll be sold on Monday, 4 to 5. I will sell it Monday from 4 to 5. That's the closing day. And it's only 8x8, and it'll fit on a pickup. So if you know someone back home that will buy that, please call them. The proceeds of it do go to the Smithsonian. The proceeds from the sauna go to the Smithsonian. They go to the Smithsonian. But this stuff goes to Lloyd. How much on the doll? Here's a good little doll. How much on the doll? Somebody get $20. Somebody get $15. And somebody get $15. Somebody give me $10. Yeah, $10. I'm going to get $10. Everybody get $10. Who said $10? Who said $10? $5. Everybody get $5. Who said $5? Everybody get $5? $5. Who said $5? $3. $1, $2. $1, everybody get $2. $3. $2, who'll get $3? $2, who'll get $3? $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2 you want to give a half. And a brick of 2.5. 10 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 a brick of 2.5 on that doll. 10 a brick of 2.5. 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 10 a brick of 2.25. $2 who give a quarter. 10 a brick of 2.25. 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 2.25. 2.25. $2. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25. 2.25.
This is Mr. Ned Morrow from West Virginia announcing for us. We're going to do one last fine item today, and then we'd like to tell you about our schedule for the rest of the afternoon. We have auctions all afternoon. 1 o'clock tobacco auction. 2:30, another household auction. 3 o'clock, a lesson in auctioneering. 4 o'clock, another household auction at which we're going to auction off our quilt. Please come and visit us, other parts of the American Talkers, Finnish American, Southeastern, Asian American, Caribbean American make up this year's 1980 Festival of American Folklife. One last item, Linda.
One last item, and then we'll come back again. The other items will be sold. Okay, how much do you want to give on it? Somebody get $25. $5, who said five, $1, $2, $1, $2, $1, $2, $1, $2, $2, now $3, $2, who'll get $3, $2, who'll get $3, $2, who'll get $3, $2, $3, now $4, $3, who'll get $4, $3, who'll get $4, $3.5, $3, $3, who'll give a half, $3, $3, now $4, who's at $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4, $4,
$7.50, $7.75. You ever give $8? You ever give me $8? $7.75 and a quarter. You ever give $8 and a quarter? $8 and a quarter.